It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, our postman, Mel Blanc, B. Benaderet, Shirley Mitchell, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. For deep down laughs and listening enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for deep down coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. With extra flavor in the blend because of choice Latin American coffee skillfully combined. Extra flavor in the cup because Radiant Roast develops the full flavor of every coffee bean. And the result is that today more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. As we look in at the Burns home today, we find George and Gracie in a typical husband and wife pose. The husband completely absorbed in reading the newspaper, while his wife tries futilely to start a conversation.
George?
Huh?
What would you like for dinner tonight?
Uh-huh.
Steak, chops, chicken, lamb?
Uh-huh.
Oh, George, put down that paper. You're not listening to me.
Uh-huh.
The house is on fire.
Huh?
I'm running away with the fire chief.
Huh?
We poisoned you so you'll drop dead.
Uh-huh.
George, I'm buying a new hat tomorrow.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, I thought that would do it.
Honey, stop talking and let me read the paper.
Well, George, I get lonesome. Why don't you read it aloud so I can discuss world problems with you?
You? Discuss world problems?
Well, you don't have to sound so surprised. I just happen to be one of the greatest newspaper columnists in America, that's all.
Oh, yes, yes, that column you write.
Yes, and it might interest you to know that the Boston Sun considers my column the most brilliant thing ever written.
The Boston Sun?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Well, ask him yourself.
Him?
Bill Boston's 8-year-old
oh,
son.
Oh, oh, oh. My Boston's brother. Yeah.
Oh, come on, George. Try me out in some world affairs. I want to show you that you're not married to just an ordinary woman.
That you don't have to show me.
Here, let
that
me see the paper.
I know.
There.
Yeah.
Let me see the paper.
Okay, here it is.
Now, here's an interesting headline. President Truman to give independence to Philippines on July 4th.
Well, how do you feel about that, Dorothy Thompson? Do you think the president should give the Philippines independence?
If he wants to. After all, it's his own hometown.
Murder. Mm. Just murder.
Of course, you know, we can't let the president go too far with this thing of giving cities away. Suppose he decided to give Los Angeles to some enemy country, say Florida. Why would he?
Gracie, Florida is not an enemy country.
No? You haven't lived in California long, have you?
Let's stop the silly discussion.
Oh, no, I'm just getting warmed up. Now, let's take the UNO.
Gracie, you don't even understand the workings of the UNO.
I do so.
All right. Explain it to me.
I will gladly explain the workings of the UNO.
I am waiting.
First, clear up one little thing for me.
What?
What did those letters stand for?
I thought so.
I thought so would be ITS. And besides, you can't blame a person for being confused. Why can't men run this country without using the whole alphabet?
Look, Gracie.
Now, they've got the NLRB to cover the working men. They've got the SEC to cover the big businessmen. They've got the OPA to cover the small businessmen. Actually, they could all be covered with BVD.
Yeah, that's warmer than UNO.
Hmm. And good morning, all.
Oh, good morning, all.
Oh, hello, Meredith.
Gee, what a beautiful spring day. Makes a fellow want a neck like crazy.
Neck? Oh, why, Meredith Wilson. The beauties of Mother Nature should inspire something nicer than that. Go outside and take another look.
Okay, Gracie.
Oh, George, we're going to have to do something about Meredith.
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much.
You were right, Gracie. I miss the real beauty of nature.
Well, of course, Meredith.
Underfoot, the crocuses and daffodils are peeking from Mother Nature's leafy blanket. And overhead in the blue vaulted sky, the birds, the winged troubadours, are warbling their overtures to spring.
They always warble. They warble.
Oh, that's beautiful, Meredith.
Yeah, makes a fellow want a neck like crazy.
Meredith, you're getting sort of whirly all of a sudden.
I'll say, boy, did I have a time last night. Bill Goodwin got me a date and told me a game to play called, Honey, We're Out of Gas.
Uh-oh.
You get a girl in your car and drive out a lonely road. Presently, you turn to her and say, Honey, we're out of gas. Bill said if the girl was cooperative, the situation was fraught with possibilities.
Was your girl cooperative last night, Meredith?
Oh, very. She stared while I pushed the car to the nearest filling station.
Kid is a genius.
Well, I called her for another date tonight, but she wouldn't go. Gee, I'm lonely.
Aw, poor Meredith.
Every robin has another robin. Squirrels have mates. Even the turtles have other turtles. But who can I get?
Get yourself a turtle. That's about yours.
Well, golly, George, I'll never get married if somebody doesn't teach me how to court girls.
Oh, excuse me, boys. I'll see who's at the door.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Postman. It's a lovely day, isn't it?
Oh, superb. This spring air turns my blood to wine. My veins seem filled with champagne. I fairly bounce along.
Well, don't bounce too much. You'll blow your cork.
You say some whimsical things, Mrs. Burns.
It's just too bad everyone can't be as happy as you are. Take poor Meredith Wilson, for instance. He wants to get married, but he doesn't know how to ask a girl.
I can give him a tip. When he's ready to propose, he should take the girl high upon a mountaintop whose snow-clad pinnacle seems to reach the sky.
Yes?
And if she accepts, jump over.
Oh, Mr. Postman, you shouldn't talk that way just because your marriage isn't wearing well.
Oh, my marriage is wearing very well. I'll be worn out long before it is.
Well, just the same, you did court your wife. Please tell me what your methods were. I'll pass them along to Meredith.
Well, we lived in the country, so I used to ride a horse over to Bertha's house. I'd tie my horse outside and meet Bertha at the door.
Oh, yeah, and then what would you do?
I'd look at her face and then look back to make sure the horse hadn't followed me in.
Oh, I'm afraid you're no help, Mr. Postman.
Well, I tried. Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Well, George, did you figure out a way to help Meredith with his girl problem?
Now, he's hopeless.
Oh, don't be impatient with him, George. All men can't work as fast as you did when you courted me.
Was George really a fast worker?
Oh, when we'd go out to dinner, he could hardly wait for the meal to be over so he could reach for my hand under the table.
Anxious, huh?
Oh, sure. That's the way I slipped him the money to pay the check.
Now, Gracie, that...
Oh, of course, that was only at first. When he got to know me better, he carried my purse.
Yeah, it was easier that day.
Oh, he was a real Romeo, Meredith. If you could only watch the technique he used and learn how... Say, I've got it.
Got what, Gracie?
But you can watch his technique. We'll have a double date tonight. George and I, and you and your girl.
Now, wait a minute.
You watch George and do everything he does. If he kisses me, you do the same. If he hugs me, you do the same. Won't that be fun?
Yeah, but won't my girl feel left out of things?
small girl.
Don't bother to explain because I'm not going to do it anyway.
Oh, of course you
will. See when I get excited what happens?
Meredith, go call your girl and make a date for tonight.
Forget it, Meredith. There'll be no double date.
There will, too. I say call her, Meredith.
And I say don't call her.
Gosh, who should I listen to?
Listen to the boss of the family.
Okay, I'll call her right away, Gracie. See you later.
Gracie, I don't want to go on a double date with Meredith.
Well, all right, dear. If you want him to learn lovemaking from some second-rater like Clark Gable or Charles Boyer, it's a shame because you're twice the lover they are.
Well, I'm not bad. Those guys have something I haven't got.
What?
Publicity. Of course, it would be great for Meredith to learn his technique from the old master himself.
Oh, then you'll do it?
Sure. Let's give the kid a break.
Oh, wonderful. And we'll pretend we're not married. It'll be just like old times.
Okay, we'll pretend we're not married.
Good. Now run down to the corner drugstore and phone me for a date.
Don't be silly.
George, you promised it'd be like old times.
Gracie, I can't walk in.
Oh, all right. We'll pretend you're calling me. Brrr. There's the phone. Hello.
This is absurd.
No, it isn't. It's George. I recognize your voice.
Absurd is much taller. Yes.
You want to take me out on a date tonight, huh?
Yeah.
You're dying to take me out because I'm the most beautiful, fascinating girl you ever met.
Yeah.
You're head over heels in love with me because I'm so gorgeous.
Yes.
And if I don't go out with you tonight, you'll kill yourself.
Yeah.
Well, of course I'll go. Oh, how can I refuse a man with a line like yours? Goodbye.
Once again, it's Meredith Willson and his orchestra, My Old Kentucky Home. You rehearsed My Old Kentucky Home, it struck me that we Americans have been singing it now for nearly 100 years.
Well, that's true, Bill, and I think one reason it's so popular is not only its sweet and plaintive melody, but that it recalls for many people that wonderful bluegrass state of Kentucky.
Yes, and if you're ever in Kentucky when the bluegrass is blooming, you won't soon forget the sight. The rolling pastures just seem to be one broad, bluish-green carpet. And then there are the other contrasting green fields. The luxurious deep greens of tobacco, the light greens of young corn, and the old country roads that wind past them are dappled in sunlight and shadows of tall spreading trees. It's one of the most loved and beautiful parts of our American scene. And I can't help thinking that in its way, too, Maxwell House has become a part of the American scene. It was in the neighboring state of Tennessee, you know, that Maxwell House was first blended for discriminating coffee lovers. And now today it's enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in America. And it's no wonder, for fine Latin American coffees are skillfully chosen, each for its own special contribution, to create the rich and mellow blend of Maxwell House. There are Manizales for mellowness, Medellins for richness, other choice Latin American coffees for vigor, and Bucaramangas for full body. The result is coffee with so much extra flavor that it makes friends for life. Northeast, south, and west, coffee lovers agree Maxwell House is good to the last drop.
George, I'm all dressed up for our double date with Meredith. How do I look?
All right.
All right? George, you're beginning to sound like a husband again. Kindly remember, I'm your date.
What do you want me to say?
Well, can't you tell me I'm stunning, gorgeous, irresistible, divine, an absolute knockout? I don't want exaggeration, just the simple truth.
Okay, you're an absolute knockout.
Oh, thanks. Now, you stand up so I can take a look at you.
Okay. How do I look?
Oh, you're a dreamboat.
Really?
Oh, honestly, you look just as handsome as you did when we were going out together.
I do?
Yes. That massive chest I used to love to rest my head on. You've still got it.
Yeah.
Of course, I can't rest my head on it now. Your belt buckle hurts me.
I guess my chest has moved a little.
Well, it's very becoming, dear. The new quarters are much roomier.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm so excited about having a date with you tonight. It'll be like the ones we used to have before we were married. You were a devil in those days.
Was I really?
Oh, yes. Remember the first time you took me out in your car and parked? I had to walk home.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, it wasn't your fault. The man from the finance company found us.
Those dates were fun, weren't they?
Oh, I'll say. We'd drive along, and every minute you'd lean over and give me one of those burning kisses.
Were kind of scorching, huh?
Oh, were they? Sitting in the front seat with you was like driving behind the exhaust of a Greyhound bus.
Yeah, they call me Monoxide Burns. Come in. Well, hi, Burns.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Say, you people are all dressed up.
Oh, yes, George is taking me out tonight, Bill. We're going to paint the town.
Well, if I know Burns, it won't get more than one coat.
Now, look, comical one.
Oh, say, George,
yes.
You can buy Gracie a donut tonight, you know. This is National Donut Week.
It is, huh?
Yeah. Of course, you don't have to go crazy, you know. You can probably make one donut do for both of you.
Hmm.
Just drop it in a cup of coffee and splash her for it.
All right, comedian, that's enough now.
Oh, George, now, don't get excited. I know I kid you a lot, but have I ever come right out and said you were stingy?
Well, no.
Well, then this is as good a time as any. You know, you're tighter than Margaret O'Brien's shoes on Greta Garbo.
Oh, Bill.
Yes.
I think you're very mean. You mean to tease George, especially when he's doing all this to get poor Meredith out of trouble.
Meredith's in trouble?
Well, yes. You know what girls are like.
Yeah.
Well, Meredith doesn't.
Often suspected that.
Anyhow, to help him, George and I are double dating with Meredith and his girl tonight. See, Bill, you're a man about town. Where would you suggest that we go?
Well, Gracie, when I go out with a girl, I generally spend the early part of the evening, also known as the wasted part. Someplace like the Palladium.
Oh, but Bill, the Palladium is for youngsters in their teens. People would look at George and me and say, what's he doing here?
I'm not a bad dancer, Gracie.
All right.
I can do Balling the Jack.
Can you? Well,
first you take your tootsies when you're home.
Yeah, I know, George. Well, the Palladium it is, but after that, Bill, we want to get in the car and park someplace where George can make love to me,
mm-hmm.
where he can kiss me and hug me for hours.
Well, Gracie, I know just the spot. The driveway of the Cedars of Lebanon Hospital.
Well, that's not very romantic.
Well, I know, but it's mighty handy for George's adrenaline.
Goodbye, comic.
So long, playboy.
What a guy that is.
Oh, say, by the way, George, when you buy Gracie that donut tonight, what kind of coffee are you going to get it?
Maxwell House, of course.
Really? Why?
Why? Because it's the finest. Maxwell House is appetizing, rich, full-bodied, and mellow.
Well, certainly, Maxwell House's coffee at its full-flavored best. Good to the last drop.
You don't say.
Well, of course. More people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Well, what do you know?
Didn't you know that, Bill?
Well, yeah, George, but I never get tired of hearing it. So long.
Well, come Come on, George. Let's pick up Meredith and his date and get to the Palladium.
Okay.
Wonderful dance.
I'll say it was.
Oh, I love those fast ones. Don't you, Irma?
Yeah, especially with someone who can really dance.
Well, let's go back to the table and wake up our dates.
Let them sleep. Some dates we got, Gracie.
Well...
mine is bad enough, but where'd you ever dig up yours?
Oh, George is very nice. He's an important man, too. He got us the best table in the place.
Yeah. Here at the Palladium, he seems to have quite a drag.
Well, it's more noticeable when he's dancing.
You ain't kidding. I tried dancing with him. You can't follow that man with a bloodhound.
Oh, George is a very good dancer. You'd really see something if the orchestra played the turkey trot.
Hmm. Yeah. I bet he does it better than any turkey living. Look, Gracie, let's ditch that stale twosome.
No, Irma, let's stick with George and Meredith. We'll have fun before the evening's over.
Okay, let's get him out of here.
Oh, all right. Oh, come on, boys. Boys, it's time to go.
Okay. Oh, waiter, the check, please.
Oh, yes, sir, here you are. The check for the four of you comes to 40 cents.
Okay. Here's my dime. And here's mine. Well, if you'll excuse us, girls, we'll go get your coats.
Yeah. We'll be back in just a minute.
Yeah.
Brother, those guys must be from Pasadena.
We'll have fun now. I've got a hunch those boys are going to drive us up to Lover's Leap.
Oh, no.
Yes, and I'll bet anything they'll try to kiss us.
Are you going to hold still for that?
Well, sure. I don't want to spoil George's aim.
Well, that St. Bernard I'm with better not stick his cold nose in my face.
You may change your mind when we get to Lover's Leap.
Well, here we are. Lover's Leap.
How dare you park here?
You told me to.
Well, I'm not that kind of a girl.
Okay, let's drive on.
Oh, wait, I'm not that kind of a girl either.
Well, what kind of a girl are you?
I'm a sort of a willing girl who's hard to get.
Well, I'm sort of a tired man who'd like to go home. I'm sleepy.
Oh, I like it here.
I don't.
Well, maybe Irma is chilly, Meredith. Can't you do something to keep her warm?
Well, the weather seems quite balmy, Gracie. However, if you think it advisable, I'll be glad to run home from a hot water bottle.
Oh, Meredith, that's no way to keep a girl warm. Now watch George and learn something. Come on, George. George. George, wake up! Oh, a fine lot Meredith will learn from you.
Oh, look. There's another car pulling up beside us.
Hey, that's Bill Goodwin in that car. And look at that gorgeous redhead who's driving.
Shh, quiet, quiet, everybody. Bill has told me for years what a wolf he is. Now you're really going to hear some lovemaking.
Well, here we are, Bill.
Dorothy, why did you park here in this dark, lonely place?
Are you kidding? Come closer, gorgeous, and let me look at your dimples.
All right, look, but don't touch.
Don't touch. I want a kiss, and I'm going to get one.
Oh, kisses, kisses. That's all you Hollywood girls think of.
Why not? I took you out and showed you a good time, didn't I?
Oh, so that's it. Just because you buy a man a hamburger, you think you own him.
Oh, come on, Bill. Let's have that kiss.
Oh, Dorothy, why must you spoil everything? I thought we could be pals.
The kiss, the kiss. Come on.
Wouldn't you rather go bowling?
No, come on, let's neck.
Dorothy, no. What if someone did this to your brother?
Oh, what a little kiss. Now, nobody will know but you and me.
Oh, yes, they will. I know how you girls talk. I don't want my name bandied around the beauty shops.
Well, that does it. I'm taking you home.
Thank you, Dorothy. I knew you were a lady.
Oh, shut up.
Well, well, well. So that's Bill Goodwin, the famous wolf.
Famous wolf? He hasn't got fangs. He hasn't even got baby teeth.
Can't we go home now? I'm sleepy.
Not until we show Meredith how to get a kiss from this girl. I told him to watch and do everything you do. Oh, Meredith, George is getting romantic.
I'm listening, Gracie.
Okay, George.
You're an awful cute kid, Gracie.
Oh, really?
You're an awful cute kid, Irma.
Really?
In fact, you're the cutest kid I ever met.
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
In fact, you're the cutest kid I ever met.
I'm glad you think so.
How about a kiss?
Well, sure.
How about a kiss?
Nothing doing.
I seem to have run into a bottleneck, Gracie.
Well, start again, George, and really make it strong.
Gracie, there's something about you that drives me wild.
Oh, please.
Irma, there's something about you that drives me wild.
Oh, please.
When I'm near you, my heart starts thumping like mad.
It does?
Would you mind repeating that, George? I didn't quite catch it.
When I'm near you, my heart starts thumping like mad.
Thumping or bumping?
Thumping!
Much obliged. When I'm near you, my heart starts thumping like mad.
It does.
Gracie, I'd like to crush you in my arms and smother you with kisses.
Well, go ahead.
Irma, I'd like to crush you in my arms and smother you with kisses.
I'd like to see you try it.
Another dead end, Gracie.
Well, that does it. I'm leaving.
No, just once more, Joe.
Gracie, this stinks. I want to go home.
Irma, this stinks. I want to go home.
Supposed to say that.
Look, I've had enough. I'm going home.
We're not leaving until Meredith has had his kiss.
Meredith?
Yes, George?
Stick your head up here. I'm going to kiss
him. Oh!
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson, his orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin.
Until next Thursday, then, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one brand of coffee, always good to the last drop.
Good night. Stay tuned to this station because Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is coming on in just a second. Dinah's special guest tonight is Andy Russell.
Oh, goody, goody, Jell-O pudding tonight. It tastes like Grandma's, only more so.
You ain't kidding, that's right. And just as Jell-O, six delicious locked-in flavors can't be beaten. So the proof of Jell-O pudding's in the eating.
The Jell-O twins are hard to find, but keep on looking in your store. When sugar shortages are over, there'll be more.
Just a taste of Jell-O pudding or of Jell-O and you know it's the one and only J-E-L-L-O.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.